You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful Sunday evening here. And, geez. We have some special guests, one of whom just knocked over one of their crutches. You're going to hear from DJ Big Ron later and DJ Special K. DJ Big Ron, could you let Christina in the front door? She can't get in. And we'll keep things rolling here. It's been a good week. Nice to be back in here for the second straight weekend, maybe third straight weekend. And have two special guests tonight. It's been an exciting weekend as well. The 154th matchup of the rivalry, Lafayette and Lehigh, this weekend yesterday. Not the result that we wanted, but a good game. Hey, DJ Special K. She has arrived. You look almost dressed up for this. We're not all about formal attire here. This is a very casual venture. I'm gonna take a minute to welcome in the special DJs later who are visiting, but we're gonna keep things rolling here with some Gangstar. This is Work.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Hey yo, I'm gonna be a tit-out. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down, haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap, all they heard was a sound. Yo, I scoped it out, I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass, she just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo, we can do this shit right here in front of your people. See, time is money, kid, and BS walks. And to me, it's funny, kid, when you meet heads talk. I see feds talk, they wanna dig up the dirt, son. Is it me they hawk? Cause I be putting in work,
gonna
son.
Gonna be on tit up. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stonewalled, blackballed, I own y'all. The veteran, running my plan, I'm the better man. Crazy raw, doing my job like the mob. Blazing y'all and disappearing in the fog or a mist. And chicks can't resist what I kick. They be begging for attention on some more of the deals, Nick. Word up, baby, someone may have to get hurt up, baby. Shit is mad shady, but I got to get the gravy. Platinum respect like the force of a tech. Keep you hitting the deck, feeling heat in your chest. Banging your thoughts with the hot onslaught. A kid got shot on the spot for going where he should not. Viciously, I make history instantly. Those other lame ass loser ass niggas, they can't fuck with me. I'm doing my thing now to lamp later on. Paid in the shit with some fly gators on. But now I'm grimy as they get, mud on my pants and shirt. I bet you niggas out here know I be putting in work.
I'm gonna be on tit up. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Border qualified pro. In this business a rep. Border qualified pro. In this business a rep. Border qualified pro. In this business a rep.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Boy, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
That was Gangstar with Work from 1998, my birth year, not DJ Big Ron's birth year. I think Christina's birth year. Yeah. Nice. 20-year-olds. Want to give a quick shout out to the Northern Falcon, which is not actually his name, but DJ Q in the Northeast. Why is that so funny, Rod?
I just love the Northern and the Southern Falcon.
I like the Northern and the Southern Falcon too. It's great.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I hopefully my family members come up with cool nicknames too.
It was started by the Southern Falcon, who's my grandfather Miles, who lives in Tallahassee, Florida. And then
nice.
And then I think I named my father the Northern Falcon from Massachusetts, just as a joke. And then I have my uncle, who I often refer to as DJ Special Guest, who has an opportunity to become the North Midwestern Falcon. nice. If you would like.
Very nice.
From Chicago.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, well, now that we've wasted enough time talking, we're going to keep things going here with De La Soul. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop, and this is Breakadon.
Once again, the De La Soul is sure to show you we will hit the charter harder than the normal rapping boy.
That was an excellent request put in there by the Northeastern Falcon, who's listening this evening, I believe, with Mama Falcon, which I guess we're gonna give her that moniker. There's a real Falcon theme here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's due to, but it's. I like it so far. I think it's all right.
Pretty interesting. Yes, it is.
How's your weekend been going, DJ Big Ron?
My weekend is going pretty great. You know, even though yesterday was a tough loss and a tough way to end the season, I got to see some family and friends that I have not seen in a very long time. So that was a nice little surprise.
Very nice. My parents came to the game, or yes, your mom,
my mother and my grandmother.
And your grandma, yeah.
Yes. Very nice. And they put me on to this new place downtown.
Ooh.
I believe it's called Kanisha's.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the greatest banana pudding I've ever eaten in my life.
Where is
just
it?
Just a little heads up.
Off the center circle?
It's off of center circle. It's actually, if you come out of the Fishers back part of campus,
mm-hmm.
It's actually the first right, as if you were to take the shortcut instead of going through the circle, but to head towards the Wawa and Domino's.
Oh, I think I know where that is, actually.
Yeah, on the backside.
Ooh,
yeah, that first right is pretty great.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding. They have all types of different, they have brownies, pudding, they mm-hmm. have red velvet cake pudding. I'm telling you, it's really the greatest thing to ever happen right before the holidays.
That sounds fantastic.
That's my treat to the family for Thanksgiving. So
Easton's getting better with food recently, I feel like. They're really expanding. Yeah, seriously. There's a lot of places to spend a lot of money downtown in Easton, which is the mark of a wealthy city, or a growingly wealthier city. What's that?
So recently, I have been notified.
DJ Special K, come over here and get on the mic with us, would you? We're so lonely here without you.
And
this is turning into a talk show real quick.
But they love our voices. And
I think so.
We give the people what they want. And I now have tuned in Mama Hawk 74, who is my mother.
Bring the chair around.
And she also let me know that Kanisha's is on 4th Street.
On 4th Street? Oh, I think I actually definitely know where that is then.
Yes, 4th Street.
Very nice.
Just setting up the mics here for DJ Special K. If our faithful following would stick with us as we're working on, don't play anything yet. You know the next one. We'll have some more input. I'll do a real quick. Oh, you know what I have not done in forever? PSAs. I don't think I have to do this really anymore though. I remember I did that last year, and it wasn't. I think I was one of the only people that did it. But I was told that was the rules, and that you had to do at least like 3 minutes of PSAs during airtime. But somebody took away the 5 PSAs that I would read over and over again last year, and one of them was the stroke awareness, the FAST.
They're just also sad.
F face drooping, A arm weakness. Yeah, they were all sad too. It was there was nothing good. It was that, and then there was another one. I think there was one for like cancer research or something. I mean, good causes, but definitely sad. Yeah, there was another one for food hunger and child starvation. Yeah, a lot of it was sad. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, DJ Special K. I haven't even. Bam.
Wow. This feels real now.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're in.
Mic is on.
We've done it.
The pressure is heating up.
I wonder if, yes, it is. We have the fan going. Is Angela Bell listening in tonight, though? That's the question.
That's the question.
Because if we have the ear of Angela Bell, then
we don't need much else.
That's about it. That'll do it for us. We're going to be there for a while. I think she's going to come tomorrow, right? I feel like this is a great opportunity for her to do nothing, though, because we're all just conducting research in our psychology class. Yeah.
In the building, I think.
She shall be in her office if you need any questions answered.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. Yes.
We have the good fortune of having our psychology class off tomorrow morning, but off is really not the word I would use for it, because we're instead just going in and conducting research for about 4 hours. But fortunately, the research study that we have, and it just turned out this way, is much quicker than the time slots that we are assigning people for, so there's really just a lot of free time.
Yeah, 15 minutes
worked in there.
To them.
15 minutes, like, what are you showing? 15 minutes, we would have to draw out our study so much in order to have it take 15 minutes.
They would have to create their own study in those 15 minutes.
Yeah. One group was doing that. One group is making them do an experiment, yeah.
That's cool.
Sounds very interesting. A little too interactive.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I wish we could take the other ones in our class. It seems a little silly that
they
we can't.
Some fun ones.
Yeah, definitely. It would be interesting. And there's so few. I'm in two psych classes, and I have fewer than three total points of Sona credit, so I have to... I'm, like, still doing extra credit write-ups.
I'm at 8, so you might want to catch up to
the... I don't even know what I'm at.
How are you at 8? How's that even possible? I feel like there haven't been that many.
Well, also because I did extra credit papers.
Oh, I did too. All the
responses. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've done, like, 3.
I did 3 of them, yeah. Oh. But they're only worth half a point each, though. So you have to combine it with... Yeah, they're only worth...
I should probably check in and see what I have.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's weird. I've already complained about it.
Yes, you complain about it a lot.
And we should definitely not complain about it, especially if our lovely professor is listening this evening. Okay. Let's play some music. Yeah, that's all right. Jeez. We're like 20 minutes in. I feel like we've played 2 songs. That's all right.
It's interesting because we've played 2 and a half earlier.
Yeah, I don't consider the intro a song, really. It's more of a little 45 second jaunt into Everlast. All right, I'm gonna start turning the mics down. In case you'd like to tune into tonight's show, feel free to head on over to wjrh.org and click the play button on the top of the screen. We'll be on the air every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. here, and you can listen anywhere. And, Uh-oh. I just heard that the Mama Falcon is not impressed by my academic dutifulness due to my other... How did that turn into something that where I wasn't... I've done all the extra credit responses, too. I'm in the same boat as you guys. Uh-oh. I don't want to frustrate the Mama Falcon. That's no good. Give us a call here at 610-330-5316 in case you'd like to put in a request. And we're going to keep things going here with Public Enemy. This is Don't Believe the Hype.
What you looking for? The same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this. I bring all the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal, but now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. The book of the new school rap game, writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling, so claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya, a rap burglar. False media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype, it's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate, they drink Clorox, attack the black, because I know they lack exact the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again I said I was a time bomb.
In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you, as you get up and dance at the LQ. With some denied defiant, I swing bolos. Then in it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo Chuck, they must be on a pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend it for static. I see their tank recorder and I grab it.
No you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen, I gotta ask him.
Yo Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, boy, part two from Rush the Show. Yo, Griff,
get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown, and Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect, and I still will. Rock the hard jams, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but then I'm positive. But what I got to give?
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be beating,
you know what
that
I
pipe.
Mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk.
That was Public Enemy with Don't Believe the Hype. I was considering playing that song. We played a snippet of that song in my psychology class on Thursday afternoon. I know. And we also played, here you go, Big Ron and Special K. We also played snippets of Jimi Hendrix and... I want to say Mariah Carey. It was a really interesting mix. Yeah,
someone completely different.
It was interesting. It was looking at whether or not, like, our ability to pull the lyrics from songs.
Oh, I thought this was just for fun.
Because a lot of words sound similar. If that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like when you hear lyrics in songs and you think it says this and it actually is something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody has experience.
It's pretty much what I do on my daily life.
Yeah, exactly. Or you ever like lyrics, you ever like sing a lyric of a song and then just it's just completely wrong.
You never knew. You have to own it.
But you've been singing it like that for years and you never knew that it was actually a different lyric, and then somebody's just like, "What are you doing? That's not it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that before. I can't remember which songs. Honestly can't. Why is it so high? The microphone is way too teed up for me here. I don't want to be sitting up straight. It's a really comfy chair. This is very awkward. I know.
So uncomfortable.
I'm trying to get comfortable here. It's my show. I should at least be comfortable. Jeez.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
I'm living my best life.
Ooh, Ron's got the next one.
Yeah?
Okay, here we go.
All right, next up, we are going to be listening to Ron Hampton singing Live My Best Life. And here we go.
Yep. Living my best life.
Amazing.
That's all we got from that.
Yeah, that's all we got for that today.
I like that, too.
Yeah, it's a great song.
My dad says that they don't mind the banter. He says it's good. He says, who cares about the music?
We appreciate you, sir.
Exactly. That's good. I'm going to have to start. We'll start making this a 3-hour show.
Oh, God.
We can play the same number of songs that I would have played in my previously 1-hour show. It'll just take considerably longer. We can do a bunch of meaningless conversation in the middle.
No conversation with us is meaningless.
This is so true.
That's a great point. If you guys are looking for more opportunities to just hear the three of us talk back and forth, feel free to come to our psych class from 11 to 12.
Yeah,
yeah. We do the same thing there. It's just not locally radio broadcasted, usually.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We could collab with our professor and bring both shows together.
I feel like that's
she does a podcast, though. I think it's an educational podcast.
They bring in professors, though, and they talk about like interesting stuff. Yeah.
That's true. We're vastly underqualified for that, but we could do that. That would be an option. here's Christina Keller or Teron Hampton. Oh my goodness. And weird. Somebody is sound checking me and says that we appear to be going on and off on mute. Hopefully that's not the case. We'd be more than happy to just repeat our 5 minutes of banter and talk over more. Hopefully it's better now. I just tried to mess with it a little bit.
And I'd like to give a nice little shout out to Mamahawk 74.
Oh, very
back
nice.
Back home, holding it down. I know she's probably sitting there with my little brother and my grandmother.
Aww.
She that's also nice. Says all banter is great.
Okay,
so
good.
So there we have it, folks.
My parents don't have any special names, but hey, guys.
That's all right. Give them a shout out.
That's my shout out.
Where are they from? They're where awesome. Are they? Where are they right now?
Can New Hampshire.
We got a
good 6 hours away. I'll see them in 2 days.
Good.
I can't wait.
Oh, excellent. We need to get some international listeners next. I think that's where I'd like to expand.
Yeah, got
to
move it on up.
Where are you going to go? When I go abroad, I'll listen.
There you go. There you go. Now we'll have that's actually brilliant. Maybe I can get Tim to listen too, and then we'd have
there you go. Call us out across two people.
And that, then we'd have, then we'd have,
we're growing.
And then we'd have, I mean, that's double statistically, we're in a quantitative class.
It
and then
200% increase.
And we'd have almost 20 listeners then at that point. I wanted to make a sarcastic joke earlier about our listeners quadrupling due to just bringing more people into the station. Perhaps that is the key. If I just bring 30 people in to do the show, we'll have a ton of listeners.
We will. That is actually how that works.
I also talk about like demographics of our listeners. They all kind of seem to be the same age group.
That's a good point. You know? Yeah. That's, you know, we need, yeah, you need.
We should expand that.
We need more of a youth movement for that. It's all parents.
Mother's hip hop.
Exactly.
Or your mother.
That's it. Although, in fairness, this music is from when most of them were growing up. So hopefully this is a little bit more stimulating to them than it might be to
a little bit later.
The average.
Or
listener.
If they're like me.
Exactly.
And you're just an intellectual. You love all levels of music from all genres. That's all I'm saying.
Intellectual is the first word I think of when I think of you, Ron.
I'm living my best life.
Oh. Very nice. All right, I'm cutting an end to this banter so we can at least get through like half of the songs that I wanted to play during this show. We're going to keep things going here with the ultimate dad band. This is ZZ Top. Three guys with great beards. If you have not looked at a picture of them recently, you are missing out. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop. We'll be right back.
breeze float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why's it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede Pumas. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
We beat a chocolate, taps on my raps. She innovates after sweet and cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five link. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug burst. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. Yes, a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop games a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Crooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Oh, way too loud. You're still listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop here on WJRH 104.9 FM. Let me make sure I turn that off this time. I'll do that again. Maybe that's what was causing the issue. I might have been leaving the aux on very low volume. The Northeast Falcon DJ Q told me that there were some sound difficulties, so perhaps I'm being sloppy. I'll try to be less sloppy. It's a little bit... a little bit over halfway through our show here this evening. DJ Special K has to leave, regrettably. We're going to miss having you, but you should join us in the future, our future endeavors. We won't be on air next weekend. Actually, maybe we will.
Next Sunday?
Yeah, depends on when we drive back. That's actually like directly based
to
that.
We can do it from the ride.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe we can do, if there's some way to do it remotely and then have us talk and have it, that'd be cool. I feel like
Connecticut.
I'm sure there's technology for it. We just definitely don't have it. That definitely exists. I'm sure somebody could do that.
That technically sounds.
If we were on like NPR, we could definitely do the broadcast from a moving automobile, but who knows?
We could try.
Have fun at Chapter. I hope it's gripping.
it'll be hanging on every word. Really good time.
I look forward to your written summary afterwards.
I hope you're living your best life.
Yeah, should I turn in a written summary to
yes.
professor to get some extra credit?
Yeah. How long did you spend on it? On the summary and like the event?
Oh, I spent like 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. Probably give you like maybe 0.1 of a percentage point for perfect. The grade. That seems reasonable. Yeah. It's got to be rounding.
It's got to be
When I was solving the problems for lab with Josh on Friday, I think all of our answers were exactly the same. And we did the calculations individually, of course, but we compared our answers on one of them, and our answers were off by like 100. And I was like, it's got to be rounding.
It's got to be rounding. You're fine.
That's what everything is. You know, because it's the little round at the beginning, and then that, you know, equals a big. That actually, you kind of have to be careful for that, though, because that happened when I was doing the calculations as well, because you know when you round it initially and then it's also squared and like or square rooted and in a big equation, it actually does like have an impact at some point. Fascinating psych stuff.
Guys
didn't think you'd be getting some class time this evening, but look at that, we're still reinforcing our knowledge.
Lost time tomorrow.
Oh yeah, lost time. Talk about lost time tomorrow. There's gonna be so much lost time.
We're gonna be together a lot tomorrow, actually.
It's gonna be quite a bit of lost time.
Put on another show tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
We'll be in here. We should do a branch off show, maybe featuring the three of us. We can come up with some sort of name for that. I don't have any ideas.
Trace Amigos.
I'm just spitballing.
Yep.
I think ZZ Top has a name, and they're a trio, so maybe we can base it something off of that. Did you guys see the picture of them? They look ridiculous.
Amazing.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they really are a dead man.
Wow.
They really are, yeah. And there was a point in time, too, where all three of them had really long beards. I think one of them is shaved now, but
that's so funny.
Two of them, they're just awesome. Oh my gosh. That's got to take the beards that they have. We're looking at an image.
They've been growing that since they were 20.
On the Google right now. Yes. Right?
They had to have been. Look at that.
I mean, it's got to take that long. Like you have a big beard, Ron. How long would it take? How does it take you to grow the facial hair that you got currently?
Currently, the facial hair on my face is taking about a month and a half.
Okay. How long do you think it'd take you to get to that point?
To get to that point?
To get to ZZ Top level beard. I would
never
beard.
Get to that point, but...
if you were.
If I was.
If you were homeless or something.
Me 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, probably 3 to 4.
I guess that's... Right?
Realistic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about facial hair.
I don't either. I can't grow any of it. The genes from the Northeastern Falcon were those of the facial hairless variety.
Amazing.
Well, but yeah, that's all right.
Oh. I hope my dad enjoys the next song.
Yes. You want to give him a shout out? You want to introduce the song for him? Do you know which one it is?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to Aerosmith and My Family for a very long time. This is one of his favorites. It's Walk This Way by Aerosmith, and I hope he enjoys it.
is Walk This Way, Aerosmith, here on 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. We failed to give a shout out there to your family members, Ron, didn't we?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Mama Hawk 74 for the digital planets. It's cool like that.
It's cool like that.
I'm cool like that.
But what's it actually, what's the, it's geez, I mean, we played it, not even that. Oh, no, I have it over here. Rebirth of Slick.
Yeah, the Rebirth of Slick.
Cool like that, in parentheses, for those listening online, which I imagine is pretty much everybody. I've been doing a very bad job uploading the song onto the Teal so that it shows up next to my name on the WJRH. So in case you were wondering, after Sharp Dress Man, we played the digital planet song, right?
Yes.
I think so. And then we played Walk This Way, Aerosmith, according to, sorry, what was the DJ? The
Mama Hawk 74.
According to Mama Hawk 74, Walk This Way was initially released as a collab between Aerosmith and Run DMC. I do know the Run DMC version. I've played it on this show before. It's also very good. And I think I have the collab as well, if there are three different versions, which I'm assuming there are.
There's probably a bunch. I know Guitar Hero, they had like all the different versions as well. I grew up playing that a lot.
The Guitar Hero, very nice. Yeah. Goodness. Ooh. Huh. My sound check keeps giving me interesting new information, saying the show just jumped back to previously recorded stuff and my computer are playing Public Enemy again. Really?
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, if something is going wrong, I almost certainly don't know how to fix it. So there's zero chance of that. We do have station engineers, but hopefully those out there are able to listen to the actual show, the uncut version here, where it's not jaunting around. But yes, we listen to Aerosmith and Digible Planets. That's a tough one. Genuinely a tricky one.
Mama Hawk 74, another shout out to you. I am hearing it fine. You are all talking right now.
Great. That is good to hear. Hopefully, It's just computer issues with DJQ, unfortunately. We're going to have some more music here. Got a couple more songs for you this evening, and try not to run too far past our 7 p.m. deadline. And you're listening to Big L. This is Put It on Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Put it on, big L, put it on, come on, put it on, represent, put it on, come on. mics like cornbread. You can't kill me, I was born dead. And I'm known to pull steel trigs and kill pigs. I run with ill kids and real niggas who peel wigs. My rap's steady slamming, I keep a heavy cannon. It's a new sheriff in town and it ain't Reggie Hammond. Peace to my peoples, the children of the dawn. Cause we put it on, adios, ghosts, I'm gone.
So put it on, Big Al, put it on.
Listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop, and that was Big L with Put It On from the album Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. What do you think about that one, Big Ron?
Oh, that is a great selection there by my mans. You know,
we got two guys with good knowledge of old school hip hop in this room.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Show me a lot of good stuff.
I think we work as a great duo. I think
that's what I'm telling you. The spinoff show, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Very real. The hype is
DJ Special K in here. Yeah. I was thinking I need more things to add to my plate. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Don't you feel that as a college student, we're just kind of sitting around a lot, not doing anything?
I have so much time in the world to do whatever I want. You know, I got to keep finding in fillers for time.
It's really what you make of it, though, I found, too. Absolutely, I think a lot of it is people assume that because you only have a few hours of class every day, that it's easy. And in fairness, it is easy if you do like nothing outside of class.
Oh,
you know what
course.
I mean? If you were just here to do class and study those like that material,
that's what
you'd have so much free time.
People every day, you
yeah.
know? I'm
but being an athlete, obviously,
yeah,
you can
say,
speak
as a
to
student
it.
An athlete, there's clearly another 40-hour job that I put into
on top of everything.
Week, on top of everything, exactly. Yeah. And that's what everyone's just like. How do you guys do it? And I'm like, we've been doing it our whole lives, most of us. So, you know, it's like
you're
second nature.
It.
Yeah, we're used to it.
Definitely.
I'm used to only getting like 6 hours at most normally. So,
not enough.
You know, everyone's asking me questions. So I think we're the next song is up. We got
nice.
21 questions.
I like the segues.
50 Cent featuring the great Nate Dogg.
You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Just wanna chill and twist the lock. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like your smile. I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me,
if I
girl?
Fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hootie for my bands, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I'd get out and peel a nigga cap, you chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends that you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you
girl?
Leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love
could
for
you love me?
Me
in a girl, could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
That was 50 Cent featuring Nate Dogg, Get Rich or Die Trying. That's the album. Isn't that right, Big Rom?
Absolutely. That is what it is.
That was 50.
Yeah, you know, I grew up loving G-Unit and everything 50 Cent. I had his video game when I was a kid, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. What was the video game?
It was actually Get Rich or Die Trying. It was built strictly off of the movie and his life story.
Appropriately named. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
I wish we could have played some more songs, honestly. That's all right, though. We'll save them for next week.
I was about to say, they got to keep coming
back. We have
so
many good ones.
More.
Oh, I know.
Oh, the list goes on and on.
Right?
Yep.
I always feel like I have more in the playlist for the episode, the individual shows, than I ever have time to actually play. But it's good. I usually then drag some of the songs over to the following week. All right. It was a pleasure having everybody listening tonight.
Shout out to Mama Hawk 74. I'll be home soon.
And all of my my relatives near and far. Looking forward to catching up with everybody. We are almost there. We're just a few days away from Thanksgiving. I'm
just
super
hold
excited.
On, we're coming home. Coming home.
Almost there. All right, we're coming home soon. Next show will be, I think we'll still be in November, right?
Yes.
November 25th, next Sunday evening, I'll be in touch with all of our faithful following and let everybody know if we have a show or not. Depends on our traffic heading back south to school. Thanks to everyone for listening tonight, and we're going to finish with Ends.
Goodbye.
Ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill, he didn't have a dollar. He was all the material, Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. But now he's waiting tables cause it's rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kinda stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Tells the shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. And all of a sudden he's like Jesse James, trying to stick up his four-day watches and chains. But he's from business school and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. And sometimes kids get murdered for the ends.
Made a lot of noise, making money on the block, and kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather, like Reverend Run. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, and got no job, and then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed, their mother. Snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I'm on my ends. Ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rat snitch on one another. Sometimes kids get murdered over and over.